Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, what's up for you?
Hey, people. How you guys doing tonight? Hope you guys ready. We got a great show ready for you guys. So hope you're excited. We plan to do this for the next 30 minutes. We're going to turn this up. We're going to get live. We're going to do some crazy stuff. So, Jay, let's get to what we're talking about today.
So, guys, the topics that we got for you guys today, we'll be talking about Disney announcing a movie schedule for the next couple of years. We'll be talking about Men's Delusions, Girlfriend's DVD, and we'll be talking about why guys get put in the friend zone. So let's get it popping. We're going to talk about the Men's Delusions Girlfriend DVD. So guys, in case you haven't heard, Japan came out with something that I thought was pretty ridiculous, and I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on it because I think I might tell my brother this. So, you know, not everyone has the social skills or the time skills to, you know, eat. That's why we get microwavable food, and some people are lonely, a.k.a. my brother, you know? So what Japan did is they came out with an instant curry meal that comes with a DVD of a sexy model who will pretend to be your girlfriend while you eat. So, I mean, to me, Japan comes out with some weird things. This is just another one of them. But, honestly, I can see a bunch of people getting this. Just because, you know, there are lonely people out there, and why not? You want some instant curry because, you know, you just want that as a meal, and then might as well get the DVD of a beautiful Japanese girl. I believe she's 27 years old, and she's a model. Some people are going to want this. So I can see some people getting this, but to me, this is just very weird. What do you think?
No. Just no. No to all. I say nay. Nay, Jay. Because why? Like, how is that supposed to keep you from being lonely? I mean, it's just a DVD. I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I can see people actually doing this for whatever reason. I have no idea. But, like, if you're lonely, I mean, go out. Go do something, you know. I understand that's not going to take the loneliness away, but I don't think a DVD is going to do it for you either. I mean, I don't know. I like for even if I was super lonely, I don't think I would go for this DVD. I would find something else or some way else to relieve my loneliness or relieve my, you know, for anything. I say nay again. Nay, nay, nay to this.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people know a way to a man's heart is through food, you know, through his stomach. So why not add, you know, a beautiful woman on a DVD while the man is eating? Of course, you know, people are going to flock to that or enjoy that. But
this sounds like that woman movie with Scarlett Johansson where she plays a machine who the guy falls in love with. For whatever reason, I think it's called Her, just actually. So, I mean, for whatever reason, it sounds just like that to me.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I can see this appealing to you, Chris. This is what I'm getting you for Christmas. Early
I mean,
Christmas
I know
present.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. It's just what I wanted. But, you know, I know how we're moving towards an electronic age where everything's like electronic and more computers, but now even our relationships are moving towards that too. So, I mean, that's just too much for me. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I completely agree. But the DVD features a model, Mao Harada, also known as Haradon. It comes with three chapters, and you get to pick whichever chapter you like. The younger girlfriend, which is chapter one, chapter two, the older girl who lives next door and is sort of risque, or chapter three, Haradon made a home-cooked meal. So you can pick whichever one of the chapters you like, and she pretends to be your girlfriend on the DVD while you eat. So, I mean, it's one of those things that I guess I don't see who the guy who came up with this either had a lonely friend or was lonely himself, in my opinion, because I don't know how you just think, man, this is a great idea. I can have a girl talking to me, you know, pretend to be my girlfriend while I eat, even though she's not really there. It's not like you're getting any. I don't see the appeal in this, you know. It's just like if you're watching a movie, I guess. Maybe I can see the appeal with this if it was like we came out with virtual reality, you know, put on a headset, act like we're actually there. Maybe then I can see the bigger appeal in this. But right now, when it's just a DVD on a screen, I don't really see it. I guess, I don't know, to each their own, you know?
Yeah, but even then, you know, simulated affection isn't the same thing as, you know, physical stimulation or, you know, even just, you know, a conversation with someone. Even if it's just a friend, you know, it's better than a romantic, like, engagement with DVD, computer, phone, whatever. Just my opinion, guys. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think it's crazy to, you know, to have a relationship or a date with, you know, electronic media? Or do you think maybe it's a good idea, you know, whatever works, you know, whatever floats your boat? So, guys, let us know what you think about that.
I just want to say I've seen some weird things where, like, on TV they'll have a show of some guy who fell in love with his car or some guy who fell in love with a blow-up doll, you know, and they have, like, physical relationships with them. They act like that's their girlfriend. They, you know, the guy was having sex with the car. It was just weird stuff, you know. So I've seen some weird things, so I can see this happening as well. So I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, discredit that some people are going to get this or whatnot. But, again, that's where I end this discussion, I would say, I guess. So, moving on to the next topic. Guys, have you ever... This is the worst place to be in, I would say. Friend zone. When you're with, you know, a girl, you like her, you're trying to get at her, it's the friend zone. And, guys, there's reasons why you get put in the friend zone. Chris, tell them all the reasons you should know why they get put in the friend zone, because you do all this all the time, right?
I mean, are you lonely or something, Jay? First, you want to bring up the topic of a date on a DVD, and now you're talking about how you're always in the friend zone. I mean, if you need a date, I can find you one. It's not that big a deal.
Actually, I was just trying to throw hints at you, you know, that get out there, bro. Go get them. But
we already know that, you know, I'm a catch. So, it's not a big deal. But, guys, the friend zone, like Jay was saying, isn't a place you generally want to be if it's someone you're interested in. So, you have to try and avoid it as much as possible. There are some tips to do so. Some people are just born with the knack to never be in the friend zone. And some people are born with that tedious, that you know, that special ability that no matter what, you find yourself in the friend zone. Maybe it's something that you're doing. So we're going to try to tell you how to avoid it. So, Jay, what do you got? What tips do you think, or what do you think is the biggest reason why people fall into the friend zone?
Well, I wanted to hear your expert opinion, you know, since you're always in it. But I guess I give my opinion first then. So, guys, I just want to say that most people, in my opinion, they get put in the friend zone is because they're too focused on getting the girl to like them as a person. Now, these girls don't have to like you as a person for them to sleep with you or find you attractive, pretty much. So when most guys start talking to a girl and try, you know, really, really hard to be nice, agreeable, show her that you have a lot in common, make her laugh, impress her, you know, mention some of your accomplishments to think that, you know, oh, she's going to like this. Unfortunately, that might work a couple times, but most of the time it probably doesn't. It's just you're creating a bond with her as a friend and nothing more than that. You don't want to be put in the friend zone. So you have to start off the bat as if you two already have an attraction to each other. And, I mean, there's a couple things you can do. because a woman, she senses when you're trying to impress her, and then she'll probably get defensive, you know, her radar goes up, and she, ultimately, she's only looking for reasons as to, should I hook up with him, should I not, and, you know, reasons to disqualify you, pretty much, is how I'm going to put this. So, you never want to put a woman in a position to judge you. You have to already be in there like swimwear, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. That was it, just the no?
You said no, what you're saying, I said no. But what I do want to say about this is that personally, I think when it comes to getting a woman's attention, yeah, you want to delve in deeper, get to know each other. But if you try to do that from the beginning, you're going to get to a point where now they're your friend, that they're just comfortable with you. I think you have to get in there when it's fresh, when you're just meeting, when there's just, like, the attraction at first, because that's what's going to draw you to one another. So you have to not come in too strong, but give a subtle, like, interest. And then when you do that, as soon as you, like, establish that, like, a romantic connection, then maybe you can learn, like, about each other's interests and other qualities, but after the attraction's initially made. Because if you start off trying to establish a relationship, you're going to fall into that friend zone. And that's my general opinion.
Pretty much just copying everything I just said.
But I said it in a cooler, better way. And an easier way to end
that. Oh, because you were just like, no. But yet you just pretty much repeated what I just said, but I said it in the most epic way possible, you know? But, anyways, so guys, like I was saying, and my brother, you know, just copied me, we're saying you can't just try to establish that connection off the bat or try to, you know, befriend her, show how much common you have. You have to show sexual arousal, pretty much. You know, don't show too much interest because then she gets put off by that. The moment you start trying to, like, badger her with, oh, yeah, you know, I'm into you, then she's going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to put him in the friend zone. He's a cool guy, but, yeah, no, this isn't going anywhere. You have to make her come for it, you know? Put her off a little bit. Don't get too eager, or, you know, don't get too eager. Just put her off a little bit and let her come to you, guys. That way you don't get put in the friend zone.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. I mean, I would say, you know, you can't be too interested, like you were saying. Once you have to show at least, obviously, a little bit of interest. But once that's over, you have to act like, make it casual. Make it casual, show some interest, and then she'll be interested in you and getting to know you, and she'll come to you. Or vice versa, ladies. I think that also works for guys, but you guys don't have to try as much because you're women. So, you know, guys normally do the chasing. Just, you know, if you use the same rules apply to you, if you do it, I'm sure you'll have guys eating out of the palm of your hands as well. So that's my general tips for this.
Exactly. And, you know, women, they're like expert manipulators because they try to tell you, oh, yeah, you know, I just want a guy who will come up to me and do this and show that he's attracted to me, or a good-looking guy that'll do this. The moment you do that, guys, you're off the table, and that's it. You're just a friend right there. You got to play the game. You got to know how their minds work. You got to know that they're trying to manipulate us, but we cut the strings right there. We're not puppets in their game, you know? We're the masters at the game. It's like that movie Hitchcock. Take perfect examples from it.
Exactly. That's a good movie, by the way. But I'm telling you, Jay, something's happened with you that you're bringing up all this relationship stuff. I don't know if you just got out of a relationship, a girl. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you, but seems like something's going on.
It seems like you're just trying to take, you know, the metaphors that I'm trying to throw at you, put them onto me because you're a little embarrassed. It's okay, Chris. We'll just drop it for now. So, guys, that's the first half of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. So, we'll be going to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back in a little bit. Guys, stay tuned on Cruise Control for the second half of our show. Later, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. So, where we left off, so far, Jay has us talking about some relationship stuff. He's going through stuff. But we've established ways to stay out of the friend zone. And we've talked about a DVD you can get when you're feeling lonely going out of date. Just want to throw out there, guys, that whatever you floats your boat is fine. Do whatever makes you happy. So, Jay, what we got for the second half of the show?
So, for the second half of this show, guys, we're going to be talking about a worldwide corporation, one of the biggest corporations in the world. Chris, can you guess what that is?
Apple.
You know, I announced it at the beginning of the show. You probably weren't listening. We're talking about Disney. So, guys.
I was so close.
Everyone knows Disney, except apparently for my brother, who doesn't know anything. That's why he's getting the DVD, because he doesn't have a girlfriend. Just saying, putting that out there, girlfriends. So, guys, we're going to be talking about Disney here. And Disney just released or announced their upcoming movies for the next couple of years. So, for those of you who are interested in all the Disney movies, because, you know, everybody loves those animated Disney movies. Not even the animated, but live-action Disney movies. Because Disney has, you know, gone far past animated and moved into, you know, worldwide phenomenons like Avengers, you know, all of those superhero stuff. That's what Disney owns right now. And to get into the future, we'll be talking about what's coming out. So, guys, coming out on the slate for Disney, we have The Good Dinosaur, which will be coming out November 25th, 2015, so sometime this month. It will take place in a world where dinosaurs never went extinct and they live among humans. After that, we got one of the biggest upcoming movies of the year, Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's coming out on December 18th of this year, in case you guys wanted to check it out. Next, we'll be talking about The Finest Hours. It's a film that takes place in 1952 and tells the true story of a dangerous rescue attempt off the coast of Cape Cod after the destruction of two oil tankers. And the stars included in that are Chris Pine, Eric Bana, and Casey Affleck. And it will come out on January 29th, 2016. Next, we got an animated feature, which will be Zootopia. It's coming out on March 4th of 2016. A fox must go on the run after being framed for a crime. So that's something if you guys want to take your little kids to, if you guys have kids or little baby brothers, sisters, anything like that, or if you guys just want to check it out. Next, we got the live-action version of The Jungle Book. It will follow the adventures of Mowgli, I believe his name was, a little boy raised in the jungle. The film will star Ben Kingsley, Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson, Lupita Nyong'o, and Christopher Walken, and it comes out on April 15th of 2016. Then we got, for those of you who have been waiting, Captain America Civil War. For those of you who have been waiting for that movie, because that's supposed to be one of the bigger ones in the Avengers franchise or the Marvel franchise, it picks up where Age of Ultron left off. The new team of Avengers, led by Steve Rogers, played by Chris Evans, go through a major incident which results in a huge fight between Captain America and Iron Man, or Tony Stark. That movie, of course, comes out on May 6th of 2016. Then we got Tim Burton. He's releasing or directing Alice Through the Looking Glass. So it's pretty much another Alice in Wonderland film. So for you guys who are interested in that, you can check it out on May 27th of 2016. Then we got the much anticipated Finding Dory film. We all know the success of Finding Nemo. And now a Finding Dory film is finally coming out, which will be on June 17th of 2016. And it's going to reunite Dory with Nemo and Marlin. Then we got the Roald Dahl classic, The BFG. That will be adapted by Steven Spielberg, and it will be released on July 1st, 2016. And then, of course, next summer we'll also include a reboot of Pete's Dragon, starring Bryce Dallas Howard. It's the 1977 Disney original.
that follows a young orphan seeking the help of a giant dragon. It'll be released on August 12th of 2016. Then we got another big Marvel movie, Doctor Strange. That's going to be starring Benedict Cumberbatch. Not many details about the film have been released, except that it's going to be releasing October 26th of 2016. After that, we got another animated feature. So, if you ever wanted to see The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, sing, then the movie Moana is for you. It's an animated musical. It's going to come out November 23rd, 2016. And again, it's featuring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Then we got another Star Wars film being released, but it's not going to be based on the Force Awakens series or anything like that. It's actually a spinoff of called Rogue One, and it will have pretty much a monster cast of all these rogues who are trying to steal the plans for the Death Star. And that will be released December 16th of 2016. Then, of course, guys, I'm just going to start naming some of the other big names, such as Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That is planning to come out May 5th of 2017. And we all know the success of Guardians of the Galaxy. Then we got the next Star Wars in the franchise of The Force Awakens, the 8th episode, May 26th of 2016. The third Cars movie will be released on June 16th, 2017. Another Pirates of the Caribbean movie, that's going to be released July 7th, 2017. Another Thor film, the third Thor film, which will be released November 3rd, 2017. Black Panther film, February 16th of 2018. Jack and the Beanstalk, another adaptation of that. It's going to come out March 9th, 2018. The next Avengers, the two-part film, the first one's going to come out May 4th, 2018. And again, guys, that's Infinity Wars. And then there's so much more on this list, which I will be posting, guys. If you guys want to check out the continuation of the list, you can continue to do so, because there is a bunch of other big names that are supposed to be released. I just want to get your opinion on some of these movies, Chris.
Well, that was a huge list. I thought you would never finish. But,
well, it still continues to go, but I just, you know, I ended it.
Yeah, I mean, you almost took up the entire second half of the show, which is that list alone. But you know how companies nowadays, especially big companies like Disney, they see what other companies are doing. They release movies, you know, with years in advance about what they're planning to come out with, which is cool. And Disney does it right. Disney is a company that usually comes out with good films, good animated features, good regular features. I mean, everyone's excited for the movies that are planning to come out through Disney. I mean, look at Star Wars probably has, like, the most buzz of, like, any movie to come out, or at least, you know, one of the most buzz of any movie to come out within the last couple of years. I mean, people are going crazy to go watch this movie, and that's just not the only one. It's just how Disney does things. So this list doesn't surprise me. They have a lot of feature films planning to come out that have me really excited. I'm sure they have a lot of other people really excited. And it's just how it is, because Disney, you know, Disney does it right. That's what I can say about them. They've been doing it right for a long time, and they're going to continue to do things right. Their films are really good. They get good people to work on them. And I'm sure half of these films, at least, would be like blockbuster hits. So, you know, how like Frozen was, or how Star Wars is going to be, you know, it's just going to be like that. So I'm looking forward to this, and that's how I'm going to finish this segment. So, Jay, let's get ready to wrap up the show. Do it for us.
All right, guys, I just want to say I am looking forward to all these movies. I'm a big fan of Disney. I think they come out with great products, and they produce great products, whether it's in TV shows, film, or whatever they do. So, guys, I just want to thank you for listening to another episode of Cruise Control. We had another great time talking about different topics. So, again, if you have any interest on whatever we talked about or have your own opinion, feel free to message us on Facebook or Twitter. You can reach me on Twitter at JC Films and my brother at ChristianCruz66. So, again, guys, we'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30 for another episode of Cruise Control. So, you guys, have a good night. See you later. Now shut up and drive.